Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 9th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The blueprint for liberty, ladies and gentlemen, has checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders. And by the way, that is the solution to the problems we face. Good, honest Americans turning to God for guidance, keeping his commandments, and then jealously guarding their liberties, using the checks and balances put in place by the founders to restore the republic. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, in order, to say the least. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This half hour of the broadcast is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to take a test? How would you like to chart your progress? And how would you like to use natural health and healing solutions to make sure that you have plenty of energy in the day? How would you like to get rid of depression, frustration, anger, discouragement, confusion, and just generally being overwhelmed, and replace it with a positive mental attitude, plenty of energy, able to handle all your tasks? It seems like everybody else is more cheerful when you have natural health and healing solutions. Learn more with Kirk Cosby. It's free for the test. That's 801-6... Let's see. That's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or simply email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. All right. The recap of yesterday's broadcast, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. We talked about a drought hitting an Indian village. I guess they're looking to water wives to quench their thirst. I know polygamy is illegal in India, but you know what? They have these villages where these women get married to these men. They're called water wives, and they go stand in line, literally walk miles each direction, stand in line for hours in the baking sun just to get water. And I know it sounds crazy and sounds abusive, but the women are grateful because at least they have a roof over their head and food and somebody to identify with for protection. So there you go, water wives. You think things are crazy in America with marriage? All right. Polygamy is indeed illegal in India, but water wives are common. Just thought you should know that. They say it's not easy to have a big family when you don't have any water. And we ought to really spend our resources, instead of birth control everywhere, we ought to spend our resources and efforts in the private sector on helping these folks get water. There are a lot of churches and a lot of nonprofit organizations doing a great job for humanitarian efforts, and we applaud their efforts. Marco Rubio and his wife cited over 17 times for traffic infractions by the local cops, but they keep getting off. They must have some inside track, huh? Just imagine what inside special privileges Marco would get were he president of the United States. I'm not voting for Marco. How about you? YouTube, I guess, now censored a crime reporting channel. I guess it got suspended after a video was posted on violence by African Americans, WorldNet Daily. So if it's white on black crime, report it all day long. If it's black on white crime, then hey, you better not talk about it. You got it. WorldNet Daily, one of the very few with the guts to report on it. All right. They say what the, what's this thing called? FIFA or FIFA scandal means to Americans. There's all kinds of weird scandals going on everywhere, isn't there? All right. I guess this thing, they call it Hound, okay? And it comes from the app like SoundHound. SoundHound is an application where you simply say, hey, what song is this? And then your phone says, well, let me listen to it for a second. And the phone listens to it for a second, and then it can tell you what song it is. It's called SoundHound. It's an app. Well, now they're coming out with a new app that's supposed to blow away Siri called Hound. And they call it a sophisticated Siri. It's smart enough to handle complicated, normal-to-life questions and even deal with follow-up questions, says USA Today. Time will tell how smart these phones can get, huh? What happens if your smartphone gets a lot smarter? Is it a really smartphone then? We also talked about the plan of happiness from President Boyd K. Packer. He's one of the 12 apostles, the quorum of the 12 apostles in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he basically talked about, hey, you know what? The whole purpose of the church is to help the family, to support the family, to help a husband and a wife equally working together to live together with their children in happiness and harmony. And that's the whole purpose, as that family does their very best to become like Christ and one day live with him again. How do you like that? We also talked about a Beaver County lawyer lawsuit. There's a lawsuit against the sheriff, and the attorney for the sheriff says it lacks merit. Time will tell where that's going to go. Cameron Noel, the sheriff of Beaver County, Utah, good friend of ours. Amtrak hopes that video cameras improve safety. Good luck with that one. All the cameras do, in my humble opinion, is cost a lot of money and create a bunch of controversy. Just my take. Officer suspended after his actions, I guess, towards a bikini-clad girl at a pool party. And I guess it was on camera that raised concerns because he shoved her down and such. Again, this is what I mean. No one knows the details before or after the camera snapshot went off. All I'm telling you is the cameras are a disaster. The cops claim that a lot of these children scaled a fence, didn't have any authority to be there. A security guard for the pool called in the first place. You know, what do the cops do when you find out there's hostile youth fighting, violating property rights, creating damage, etc.? What is a cop supposed to do? At what point can he start to try to say, hey, we're not going to allow this mayhem to go on here. We're going to get order. Some folks are defending the cops. Other folks are always against the cops. What about a middle common sense discussion about the realities of police work and what cops are hired to do? Then what about appropriate training to make sure the cops obey their oaths of office? But see, the more we focus on the oaths of office for the cops, the more they say we're crazy, right? I guess a girl in bikini got tased for charity. Doesn't sound very charitable to tase somebody, in my humble opinion, but there you go. We also talked about Cleveland to be monitored as it implements changes to their police force. Monitored by who? You got it, the Justice Department. I don't think there's going to be any justice going on there, just saying. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com immediately and tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Thepowermall.com. We talked about radio warms to podcast phenomenon. We also talked about National Public Radio relies on podcasting for growth. Podcasting becoming the new way for people to listen to time-shifted program. And Liberty Roundtable has some of the best podcasts available on the planet. LibertyRoundtable.com. Check it out today. Liberty News Radio also has a bunch of other podcasts of different shows. Just incredible stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. A change in the media consumption habits of its listeners is the key. You know, the mainstream press doesn't know what to do. They used to reject podcasts, and they used to say it was child's play. Now they're doubling down and saying, golly, we got to have it. Well, at least they're coming to their senses. I told them. 11-year-old, my guy's name is, let's see, how do you say this? Tanish Abraham? I guess he graduates from a California college at 11 years old. You got to dig that. Pretty smart dude, huh? We also talked about Columbia's mattress girl. I guess she's a graduate there. I guess she releases a sex tape recreating her alleged rape, according to the Daily Caller. Why would she run around with a mattress? She did so for a year, they claim. I don't really get that. Why would you create a sex tape reenacting your rape? What are people thinking, folks? People's minds have just somehow just gone psychotic. Why would you ever want to reenact something so horrible? Sheriff Joe says Democrats are using illegals for votes. I'm going to say it again. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Maricopa County, Arizona, one of the biggest county sheriffs in the country, based on county size and population, etc., says, hey, the Democrats are using illegal aliens for votes. And he alleges 99% of drug traffickers coming across the border, illegal aliens. Well, there's ways to solve that, but nobody seems to care, huh? All they're going to do is attack Sheriff Joe, huh? Rand Paul offers condolences to family of Khalif Browder. Khalif Browder lived from 1993 to 2015. And I guess it was the young man who, I guess, stole some stuff, got put in a prison, got put on psychiatric medicine, supposedly, and then killed himself at home. What a horrible tragedy that should have never happened. Listener TZ talks about if it were the United States. And they're talking about this water and the water wives scenario we just talked about. TZ says if it was the United States, the Bureau of Land Management and the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, they wouldn't let anybody take the water or do anything like that. So, you know, you'd run into big old regulations if you tried to help the United States folks with their water, huh? $75,000 a year, not enough income to keep a third of U.S. households from living paycheck to paycheck, says Reuters News Service. Why? Well, because folks are going out to eat and they're loving entertainment and they say, hey, with the moral hazard government's created, we don't think saving money makes any sense. Do you blame them? We also talked about a third of America on the brink of financial disaster. 90% of Americans are poorer today than they were back in 1987. Did you know that? All right, quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, News the Networks Refuse to Use. So we rounded out yesterday's broadcast talking about the Cokeville miracle. And you say, man, what's that? Well, it's a tragedy that occurred. They call it a Cokeville Elementary School hostage crisis that took place back in 1986. And there's a modern movie out about it now called the Cokeville Miracle. It's Cokeville, Wyoming, and the reason that it's called the Cokeville Miracle is because the events that happened on that day were horrible, just absolutely horrible. At the same time, the faith, the prayers, the love, the sacrifice, the unity by the people who were victims of this horrible crisis were just so exemplary that they made a movie out of it. And the miracles that took place on that die are at on that day, I'm sorry, where nobody died. I'm going to say that again. The miracles that took place on that day of great tragedy, where nobody died except for the perpetrators, is just beyond imagination. In fact, they had a police officer in the movie talking about how he just couldn't believe, but the more miracles, eventually he was won over by, it's just, well, he would say this. This just can't be a coincidence, is what he would say. And he was basically saying, hey, this is just too coincidental to be a coincidence, right? Anyway, it was a great movie, though. Very, very humbling. Very intense at the start. Heavy is what you might call it. Just hard to handle. It's disturbing at first. However, when they turn the corner and start laying out the miracles and the faith and the most importantly, the prayers and the sightings of angels by the youngsters, you begin to put together a completely different picture of that day. Was it tragic? Oh, without question. However, and this is kind of the point and the reason that I think it's worth focusing on for Liberty Roundtable Live is that, you know, there was no way out of this crisis. This gentleman was strapped to a bomb. He had guns. He had hundreds of kids hostage. And you know what? Everybody was basically going to die one way or the other. There was no way out of it. They could say he wanted $2 million per kid. There's no way they could raise that kind of money. Anyway, long story short, there's seemingly no answers at all. However, everybody got out of there alive, ladies and gentlemen, except for the perpetrators. Now, that's kind of a lot of the way I look at America. You know, I look at America right now and say, I see nothing but trouble. When you got government running amok, you got the cops out of control, the military's out of control, society's melting down. It just doesn't seem like there are any answers. But just like the people in this incredible movie, The Cokeville Miracle, they turned it to God and prayed like it was up to them, trusted like it was up to God. And you know what? They found a way. And we see history full of examples such as this. I mean, hey, how are the folks going to get away from Pharaoh's armies? What do they say? The Red Sea parted, I think. It was something like that, you know. Okay, it goes, what about Noah and the Ark? Got a big flood. Thank heavens they had a boat built by, you know, what they might have said in their day, a raving lunatic, huh? A preparedness nut, right? But a guy who followed God. What about George Washington? Over and over and over with his back against the river. Hey, we'll annihilate you in the morning. Wake up and George is gone, ready to fight another day. Was that retreat because he was scared, because he didn't have the guts for the fight, or was that retreat a strategic decision to say, if I can fight another day, I have a chance, and if I can't fight another day, there is no chance? Was it a wise, tactical maneuver by the great general? I submit absolutely, because you know what? The world got turned upside down, said the British. We won the war, and, well, again, unbeatable odds turned around. In sports, they call it an incredible upset, right? All right, well, anyway, this happened in the Cokeville Miracle, and it can happen for us in America today, and that's the factor that these elite thugs that want tyranny and create fake money and create the military-industrial complex and the war machines, that's what they want. They want us to believe there's no hope, there's no answer, just give up. My response, never. Never, never, never will we give up. We will turn to our God, and we shall prevail. This nation shall endure, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, if you get a chance to see the movie The Cokeville Miracle, by all means, get her done. It is PG-13. Like I said, a little bit of it's kind of disturbing because they do a realistic reenactment, if you will, of the man who goes in with guns and bomb at the bomb and everything, and his wife is with him, and the wife, you know, is kind of whacked out and believes in the husband. The daughter is drug along, and she freaks out and helps blow the whistle to help save a lot of people. So it's just, it's a riveting story to say the least. Anyway, Kurt, any questions about that? It's a movie that you ought to see, though. I'm telling you right now. You ought to see it. It's a great movie.
I am planning on it. You know, and, you know, it sounds to me like it's one of those positive experiences at the theater, which, you know, they don't always come along that often.
I hear that. But I'm telling you, if you just watch the first little bit, though, especially when it gets in there with a bomb and everything else, it's very disturbing. I mean, it's just like, whoa. But nevertheless, you gain a lot of knowledge. You gain a lot of understanding. It's based on a true story, too, back in 1986. There is a Wikipedia page on the tragedy that took place in Coke Falls, Wyoming. So, anyway, there you have it. Don't mean to spend forever on it, but I thought it was worth discussion, to say the least. And 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Right, Kurt? Not?
Well, yeah, you've got, you know, folks are saying that, hey, you know, it's not really the way to do it anymore. There's a lot of, you know, alternative ways of, I guess you could say, trying to make ends meet. You know, not only the fact that if you do the standard 9 to 5 deal, then you're going to deal with traffic at that same time, the same as a whole bunch of other people. But the Dallas Morning News picked up an AP piece along with a number of other, you know, folks, of course, the way they do it. And, you know, they're talking about some of your options. They say, well, you know, in the old days, hey, your real cool way was, hey, you just basically get a job with a particular company, you stay there, you know, through the bitter end, I guess, and go from there. They talk about a guy that used to work, I guess he said, like 80 hours a week, you know, and in this case, guy's name is Henry Brown. He had a fledgling advertising career, but he was sick of spending 15 hours a day at work and having no life. Now he works 30 hours a week, juggling about 4 projects a year, and earns a salary in the 6 figures designing websites and apps. He's he even got a couple hours a day for yoga sessions, even bike rides around New York City neighborhood and lunch dates with friends. He also has time for passion projects, spent a month at an elephant sanctuary in Thailand this year, and he started a Facebook page called The Dogmatic. You know, the bottom line is, you know, what some companies do is they'll hire outside help from business talent that might be $1,500 or $2,500 a day. And they look at it as a positive way to do it. They don't have to have the long-term commitment to the individuals. And these freelancers, they say now, are not viewed as so much as slackers, but as, well, you know, kind of good source for good information.
Well, and Kurt, you and I usually are on the cutting edge of most of these things all the time, you know, when they talk about alternative educational opportunities for less expensive, we're in on it. And when it comes to, you know, all these things, this is no different. When was the last time Kurt Crosby worked 9 to 5, Kurt?
It's a good question, Sam.
Yeah, in fact, we can't even remember when the last time we worked 9 to 5 was, huh?
Definitely.
All right, so, you know, we're on the leading edge of it, ladies and gentlemen. We think it's actually a positive move for families if people learn to maintain their time wisely and carefully. And anyway, good news everywhere going on. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, this half hour of Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. All right, Kurt, you brought this story up to me a long time ago here, and we've focused on it from time to time. And I really haven't drilled into the details as much as we would like, but I've mentioned it over and over because I think that it needs to be in the news over and over. I think it's something that Americans have short memory spans on critical issues, and I think we really need to work on not doing that. We need to not let these things go. We need to keep these things in the news. It's really important that we do. And the headline says, "Why doesn't this Black Life Matter?" Question mark. And it's the story of Mariam Carey, or Carey. And you see, Mariam Carey was shot to death by unnamed U.S. uniformed service and Capitol Police. And there's a big story about it. Her sister speaks out. "My name is Valerie Carey," she says, "and I'm a retired NYPD police sergeant from Brooklyn, New York. I'm the sister of Mariam Carey." And they talked about on October 3rd, 2013, Mariam Carey traveled to Washington, D.C. with a 13-month-old baby in the back seat. While in D.C., I guess she made a U-turn, got a little confused at an obvious checkpoint. Upon trying to exit and leave the said checkpoint, realizing her mistake, she was encountered by a man in plain clothing who was later described as an off-duty police officer. This individual is carrying what appears to be like a beverage cooler of some kind, plastic shopping bag, and a portable gate-like structure as he tries to block Mariam Carey's path. Anyway, Mariam for sure is unsure what he's doing, and is he part of the Capitol Police Department, or who is he? Is he part of the Uniformed Secret Service Police? The names of the officers involved in this murder have not been disclosed to the Carey family or to the public as of yet. The video taken from the initial encounter has not been released to the Carey family or the public at large. the police radio transmissions have not been released to the Carey family nor the general public at large either. Miriam's belongings have not been returned to the Carey family. The same off-duty, plain-clothed officer somehow made his way from the first encounter point to a location 1.3 miles away. And I guess then pointing his gun at Miriam. Yeah. Miriam Carey, ladies and gentlemen, was unarmed. She was not committing any crimes. She was shot 5 times in the back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. Even a Mother Jones article is written on this thing. Miriam's sister is now the representative for the family. She says, I have been burdened with the legal costs in conjunction with my sister's death, and I'm hoping for help. Please help me continue to fight for justice for my sister, Miriam Carey. The monies raised will be used to pay for legal help with my case. Your donations are greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance. Now, this is serious. And you know what this reminds me a lot of? This reminds me a lot of the Kenneth Trenadue case. You know, Kenneth Trenadue is the man that was in an Oklahoma prison that eventually died. The government said that he committed suicide. His brother, Jesse Trenadue, happened to be an attorney and said, I don't believe it. And he got the body back. There were strange marks on the body, consistent more with a beating than a strangulation via suicide. And, well, Jesse's been on the case for literally almost 20 years now. No, more than 20 years, I guess. 93 to about 20 years, I guess. And this is an example where it just costs so much money to get to the truth. And what happens is government makes a mistake, which is wrong, bad, horrible. But it's not the mistake that's so wrong. I think forgiveness and a closure could happen. But the government, instead of being honest and having accountability, goes into cover-up mode. And that's what we see, in my humble opinion, in the Kenneth slash Tressy or Jesse Trenadue case and in this Miriam Carey case. Why doesn't this Black Lives Matter? We got to fight in court against the U.S. government, who is actively covering up the shooting death of one Miriam Carey. Kurt, do you want to chime in on this? We're talking about the shooting, the murder of Miriam Carey at the hands of unnamed government officials. Kurt, you got some weird dude with a cooler. He's at the helm in all the cases. Was this an intentional takeout of Miriam? What's going on around here? And do we have anybody big enough to really bust this case open, Kurt, do you think?
Well, you know, it's just one more of those instances where, you know, the little people, you and me, and, you know, in this case, Miriam Carey, are treated, well, with less, if you will, justice than those with a badge or, you know, those with some kind of, you know, executive immunity, etc. It looks to me like, at least, you know, we don't have the, well, you know, the instance where the lady or, you know, the justice lady is supposed to be blindfolded. She's supposed to treat all of us the same. But these, you know, there's just no answers really coming from this. You know, there's a GoFundMe account for it where the lady, you know, Miriam's sister, Valerie, I guess it is trying to put together a legal fund. Her goal is $300,000. 24 people have participated. They got $1,180. You know, just imagine if, at least in my opinion, if somebody like a Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, you know, would highlight this and, you know, search for the truth and
Michael Savage could even run around and hire her and help, couldn't he, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the bottom line is these guys are not interested in, you know, that kind of stuff simply because, well, you know, it might ruffle some feathers of, those who, I guess you could say, give them the access to, the audiences that they have, in my opinion. You know, otherwise, why wouldn't they, if they're really about a serious reporting and what's up with this, they would go on with this. And they certainly, on this whole Black Lives Matter idea, I mean, they could look really good by, working to see what happened to this black woman, dental hygienist, that apparently just kind of took a wrong turn.
Yeah, now, I don't really care that she was black.
I know, but,
I care that she was an American.
I agree.
And I care that we need justice.
In these days, you look like you're cool if you, if you come out in defense of them. And these guys are always looking for ways to make themselves look
better. Well, let me tell you what we really need for them to come in defense of this. Now, if this lady was, like, becoming a man, or she was, like, getting naked everywhere or something, then she would have been a rock star. They would have cared about Miriam. But since she's just like a mother and a dental hygienist and a normal citizen like you and I, Kurt, then, it's different. So that's kind of the sad part
about this. Yeah, thing. She could have been, like, some kind of a rock star or whatever. Then, things would have been different, I guess. But, it's just... you can look it up at GoFundMe. You can look it up. Like you said, there's Wikipedia reports on it. There's a number of media reports. But when you really talk about, is it a story they really hit on? In my opinion, no. Because I'm telling you that a guy like Glenn Beck could bring this to his audience and bring it in, and it would... that number, $1,180, would go to $300K in hardly
minutes.
Any time, in my opinion.
And I really think that we need to give Miriam some help here, I or her sister in this case. I think it's a tragedy. I want justice. The fact that this person's black is an irrelevant point to me. The fact that we need justice is the point. And I guess that just shows how much of a racist you and I really are, Kurt.
Yep. Good point.
That proof is everywhere, is all I'm saying. All right. Our prayers are with the Marion Carey family and her daughter. I wish the government would be accountable for something. Then we might actually have some trust, huh, Kurt? All right. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Trust in government.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I guess a city CITI or Citibank economist is in the news, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, there's, you know, and of course this isn't anything new. There's always been a move for this, at least that I can remember. But then,
yes, sir.
This idea to abolish cash. You know, this economist says, hey, might be time to abolish cash. I, on the other hand, think, man, wouldn't it be nice to restore honest money? You know, I mean, let's just move to gold and silver. And
well, that means you'd be for abolishing maybe. Cash too, Kurt. Just go down a different road once the cash is abolished, right?
Well, yeah. Cash.
Now, but, with the save the world's economy, how do you save something, Kurt, when it's based on fiat, fake, deception, fraud, and you know that every time in history it's resulted in an absolute capitulation of failure, okay? No, it's not going to save the economy. All it's going to do is move us faster towards the destruction deadline, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. You know, I guess this guy's name is Willem Buiter. He's called for the end of paper currency based on the benefits such action would bring to central banks. Oh, yeah, we need to benefit central banks. Specifically,
because central banks they don't have enough benefits right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because they're hurting. Specifically, the existence of cash limits a central bank's ability to manipulate the economy with negative interest rates. Yeah, we would want to not have that. I guess in this new piece, the guy looks at this problem, which is known as the effective lower bound, or ELB, on nominal interest rates. You know, they end up talking all this gobbledygook, but the bottom line that they need to point out, at least in my opinion, is that our Constitution, Sam, it outlines exactly what we're supposed to say, what we're supposed to use, and there's a little phrase in Article 1, Section 10 that says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. So it's easy to understand what we're supposed to do, even if you got a real high-priced, fancy-pants, you know, economist from Citibank saying, hey, we got to do this, or we got to do that. You know, the bottom line is it's easy to know what to do if you just follow the rules.
Well, that's if you understand, well, let's say this. That's if you have an agreed-on outcome, Kurt. Okay, because if your goal is to destroy society, then they're not going to agree on the outcome or the goal that you and I would push towards and that the solutions are so easy regarding. They've got the solutions in place. You know, some could say intentionally, others could say by accident. Nevertheless, they've got whatever you want to call it in place to do, well, let me say this, to destroy America and to create a world tyranny. They've got the building blocks in place for that, Kurt. Now, many would say, well, they didn't intend for this. It's just they're kind of ignorant. They're incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. Well, nevertheless, they've still got it together to accomplish that goal regardless, right, Kurt?
Well, yes, and you know, and yet we've talked about this a number of times. How well disruptive technologies, et cetera, can, you know, bring down maybe you know, a whole industry or a whole
without
plane
question.
Or
look at the mainstream press; those suckers are on the ropes, buddy.
Well, yeah, and you know, then of course you've got private schooling like Khan Academy, like BYU, you know, and so many others that are offering,
no question,
you know, something that is changing the game in this area, in the money area. You know, one of the things that, you know, we would certainly do away with would be central banks, you know, return to, you know, sound, honest money, that kind of thing. But one of the things we can do, well, the big boys, the insiders still control things like the central banks. Hey, is offer and kind of encourage things like, well, copper coins, silver coins, gold coins. Even though, you know, like the one guy said, well, how am I going to use that to pay for anything? Just with those in existence and people having them and more people maybe even trading around with them, it gives a little bit of competition to the central bankers.
And we need more of that, that's for sure.
We want to have less cash, et cetera, you know.
Yep, and you can barter for things, too, with it. Yeah. There's a lot that could be done, folks. We haven't even begun to see the opportunities available. Let's just keep working on it. All right, I guess, Kurt, this might not build your confidence in the vote, Kurt. Now, the libertarians would smirk and go, we told you so, we told you so, we told you so. But here you go, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember this
voting
story.
Voting machine hack.
Exactly. Oh,
I guess
yeah. They
got password hash going on the voting machines. And they say it's
well,
as easy
imagine
as
that,
A, B,
Sam.
C, D, E, F, right, Kurt?
Well, I mean, we're told over and over that, hey, all we've got to do is trust them, you know, I mean, because they never lie to us. And yet, you know, when it comes to voting, Sam, like our city, for example, now we just, you know, this will be our first election where everything will be, well, just mail in. So, you know, the individual's supposed to receive the ballot.
City, right?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, you see this, I mean, these voting machines and all this kind of stuff, if you really want to study it up, you know, the fact is there's plenty of ways to manipulate the vote, you know, so many
that.
Times. Just like with money, we ought to go back to what worked, go back to paper ballots, go back to, you know, looking, having several people look at it, sign
are you
going
to be a vote listener,
you know,
this time,
Kurt? Done. You know, that's what happened a little while back. You know, they told us, hey, you're getting a little too close here to, you know, for comfort, get back over there kind of in the corner and just listen. We'll tell you what the votes are. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, here in our country, we change power with the ballot box.
And rightly
hopefully
so.
Hopefully we can avoid the bullet, you know, the cartridge box and things like that.
Amen.
And that's
that.
Why we try to do that.
Now, by the way, Kurt, the reason this story hit the wire and the headline basically says voting machine password hack. As easy as, you know, ABC kind of an idea, is there these voting machines are very easy to hack and to manipulate and control. And so I guess some security whistleblowers came out and said, hey, we're pushing for decertification of these machines that have been in existence for the last three presidential elections, Kurt.
Well, and it's a great, I mean, you know how Hollywood every so often will do something worthwhile, Sam. There's a movie, and this is a little while back with Robin Williams in it, and it highlights the fact that in this particular case, a big company that was making some of these voting machines, hey, they just had a little bit of a problem in there. And through this error in their programming,
Well,
it's hard to say, you know, yeah, but all I'm saying is when this you know, lady in the show, she brought up the fact that, hey, there was some kind of a, you know, bug in the system that allowed for this Robin Williams, who's a comedian, plays a comedian in the show, which is pretty appropriate, allowed for him to get quite a few votes. In fact, he ended
What's
up
the
winning.
Movie character?
I'll look it up here, but right, you know, the bottom line is they point out the fact that, hey, you know, there are some inconsistencies, and they're just not available, those inconsistencies, with a piece of paper and a pencil.
Sam, yep, you're right about that. So while the vote fraud's going on everywhere, I guess you got CEOs making more and more and more and more money. GoPro, that's the camera company that does those cool, you know, on the fly, you know, cameras or whatever, video cameras. GoPro's CEO, his name is Mr. Woodman. I guess he's about to become the highest paid CEO, Kurt. So there you
GoPro,
have that.
GoPro. Anyway, yeah.
Hey, do you know who GoPro is, Kurt?
I don't remember.
I told you it's GoPro. That video company that does the video cameras.
Yeah, but I mean, I still don't know that company, but, you know, bottom line is, you know, there's a lot of cameras out there, right?
Yeah, these are the cameras that you hook like on like headgear or your helmet or whatever, and you do crazy stunts or, you know, go snowboarding or skiing or, you know, whatever you're doing or whatever, and they give you live photo on the fly. It's cool stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that dude's paid big time. If you're the CEO of GoPro, you're doing all right, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
You might be making a little more money than Kurt Cosby even, you know what I mean?
Yeah. More than that.
I'm telling you right now, they're rocking. And there's also a story about Wyoming approving cloud seeding, Kurt, which we'll have to try to get into next hour here. That's crazy stuff, man. All right, well, hour one of the can.
That
hour
movie,
two,
by
on.
The way, yeah? Just so you know, is called Man of the Year. And, you know, I recommend it, at least in the edited version. It was a
movie,
PG-13
Man of the Year.
Movie.
All right, there you go. Thanks for being alongside with the Right Hour, one of the can, hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. That's LibertyRoundtable.com. You want to turn your phone into radio, it's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. If you want to listen to us live or on demand for free on the Roku player, look at the special interest section of your Roku for the Liberty News Radio channel. And if you want to donate, would love your financial support. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow, would you please? Live and on-demand radio, unique columnist content, and more for free. Available at LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people can restore America. You're going to help? This nation shall endure.